Gospel of Matthew. We're going to begin at the first verse. I'm going to go through verse 9, then we're going to go 18 to 23. Please listen carefully. What kind of seeds are you going to be, and what kind of seeds are you going to plant? Where are you going to plant them? And what are you going to be, a seed, a shoot, a bush, or a tree? Chapter 13 of Matthew. That same day Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and he sat there while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up very quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they didn't have roots, they withered away. Other seeds fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them." Don't ever let that happen. "Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. Let anyone with ears to hear listen." He then goes on to say to the disciples, "Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches that person away, and snatches what is sown in the heart, and that which is on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with great joy. Yet such a person has no depth, no roots, but endures only for a little while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among the thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word, understands the word, and bears the fruit, and yields 30, 60, 100-fold. Let those who have ears to hear listen to the word of God." Oh dear, it's another one of those sermons where we might be the good guys or the bad guys or the no guys. I don't like that word, guys. I'm not a guy. And most guys I know aren't guys either. We're people, we're humans, we're friends, we're family, we're a lot of things. But most of us aren't just guys. Unless maybe you're the guys are getting together for a beer or something like that. I mean, you know, but that's not church. Good folk, how about that? I like that. People. But my favorite is children. God's children. You all are God's children. I'm God's child. And as God's children, we are supposed to, first of all, be the seeds. We're supposed to receive the word within ourselves, and we're supposed to make sure that we get somehow put into good soil. Okay? Now, you may have to do a little dance with this, because maybe when somebody taught you the gospel, maybe they just gave you the highlights, got you all excited, and then left you with nothing, which, of course, left you with no roots. And the first time you got challenged, or the first time that somebody said something about those Christians, especially these days, those disciples, that person got scared, ran away. Being a Christian means you got to stand up, stand tall, little plant in the short, so standing tall really means nothing, does it? Yes, it does. It means that I get closer to God when I stand tall. If I'm like this, I'm not going anywhere, am I? I know you're up there, God. Okay? Yeah. Some of us, as plants of God, are sort of like this. Yes, I love God very much, but don't bother me about God, okay? Whatever you do, don't make me talk about God, and whatever you do, don't ask me to do anything, because you see me, I can't. The thing is, that's false crippling. That's like the thorns. They've gotten in. The worldly stuff has gotten in and is choking us off, and as it chokes us off, we just get more self-centered, self-cornered, self-involved, until we're hunched over. We can't do anything anymore because, you know, it's too much work. The life's being choked out of us. We need to rail against the thorns and ask God for some fertilizer to make us stronger. Some of us were probably planted on rocky ground on the pathway originally. Didn't have a whole lot of background. Didn't have a whole lot of roots. Didn't have a whole lot of anything. And maybe the birds of life, that always makes me think of the Hitchcock movie. How many of you have ever seen The Birds? Yeah, it's not a, yeah, okay. It is a scary movie, but think about it for just 1 second, then we'll think about something really nice, okay? Think about it, because it is like the birds. They come down, they pecked out, you know, and they killed you off, and took you off, and all that kind of stuff, right? I mean, that's what the Hitchcock movie was. It was a terrible movie. It was a movie that was just filled with fear and all sorts of stuff, but you know our world is too. And even though we may have a seed, our seed, if we get planted on a rocky path, we got to find a way. We got to ask God to bring down some good soil, some sunshine, some water, and not let birds have us, not let evil have us. That old bird's not going to get me. I'm not going to let it. Here's the other part of this, though. Once we get it, once we're tall, strong Christians, growing for God, blooming with joy, that's not the end of it. Part two, we're supposed to take the seeds that come from all of our living and growing and maturing, and we take those and we spread them, and we spread them in good soil. And if you don't have good soil to spread them in, you get some. Good soil comes from God. Good seeds come from God. You get some, and you plant those good seeds. Our general minister and president talked about a lot of things during the course of General Assembly, and actually a lot of the speakers did. We talked in Sunday school this morning about how we have to adapt or change, or we will not, as far as the church is concerned. And honestly, that is the truth. We do have to make adjustments. We are not dealing with the same context in our world today as when we were, many of us were children, or our parents were children. We retain the everlasting message of Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. One of the things I didn't say in Sunday school today is, the very best way you do that isn't with programs, it isn't with a bunch of stuff, it isn't with outside influences, it's with love. It's with God's love. How many times have you already heard me say that? You're so sick of hearing it. Do you know that almost every sermon I ever preach will have that somewhere in it? Because that's who God is. God is love. Love for all of God's creation. And We are challenged now. What are you going to do in love? Read Scripture. That's where you get your nutrients. That's where you get your water. That's where you get your sun. That's where you get your fertilizer. It's going to come from coming to Bible school, from coming to worship services, from reading Scripture on your own, from going to another Bible study somewhere else. That's okay. You don't have to come be with me. Go be with somebody else. Just do it. There's web things that are on there. Do those if you don't feel like you can come join us. But I'll tell you, we have a lot of fun in Bible study. I do have to do a plug for Bible study. Not because of me, but because we have a lot of fun. And because we all learn something together. You've got to be active in your Christianity. If you've ever noticed, a plant does not hold still. If a plant's holding still, it's not growing. If it's not growing, it's dying. You got to get involved. You got to be willing to go tell the story. It doesn't have to be in complex terms, using big words, or theologically correct. Just go tell the story. Did Jesus Christ save you? Are you saved in your soul? Is your life changed because of the Lord? Did the Lord get you through a terrible time in your life? Go tell the story. Have you learned that God truly does love all people of all colors and all races and all orientations and all everybody? God loves us. Go tell the story. Those who are most unworthy are loved. Those who are most worthy are full of it. Ain't none of us here worthy. None of us. And there's some really excellent people here. I mean, truly excellent people. But ain't none of us worthy. And ain't none of us God. We get our ability to grow and get our roots stronger and get our stems stronger and bloom more because we tell our story over and over again. Tell the story. Tell the story of your life with Christ. Tell the story of the experiences you've had. Tell the story of being in Sunday school. Tell the story of being here. Tell the story of the day I made you mad. Tell it all. I don't care. Just talk about Christ. Don't be afraid. Don't let the world choke you out so that you can't talk. And then, I want to see carpools. Carpools of people coming to church. Carpools of people picking up people to come to church. We can have one carpool in the east, one in the west, one in the north, one in the south, one right in the downtown area. We can have carpools coming from every direction. I want to see carpools. People bringing their friends, people bringing their families because they, you all, want other people to experience what you've experienced. See, that's when you're actually in good, solid soil. You've got your fertilizer. Reading your scripture. Learning from God. Being with God. Then you've got that fertilizer helping you stand up good and strong and not getting bent over and not getting worried about the world's things. And you got that good stuff that is helping you stand up strong against the thorns that come and choke you out. And then you go out and make other flowers, bushes, trees. We have some amazing history in this church of great redwoods that have grown. Pillars of the community, I hear almost every day. And they were, and they are. But you, folks, you are now the pillars of this community. You are the garden that begins. You are not the end, but you are now the ones who must stand strong and bloom. I don't care if you want to be a small little flower. I don't care if you want to be a tall flower, if you want to be a shrub. I think I'm a little shrubby, but that's just me. Or a tree, a tall tree. I don't care. You can be whatever you want to be for God. But you need to be growing, and you need to be learning, and you need to be inviting, and you need to be helping. You brought me here to help you. You did not bring me here to do it for you. Let us pray. Almighty God, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for this glorious day that we come and we worship and we proclaim the name of Jesus Christ. And we proclaim the light of Jesus Christ. And we proclaim that out of every bulb and seed in this church, there will be a flower. And it will be nurtured, and it will be grown, and it will be strong, and it will help produce more flowers, more seeds, more bulbs, more growing. Lord, we proclaim this promise to you. We are your people. We will grow for you. Amen and amen. Well, oh, Pat was preaching this morning, didn't she? I'm going to go home tired today, I can tell you that. Thank you, God. I'm always ready. Whenever it comes, I'm always ready. Are you? This song that we're going to sing this morning is our hymn of invitation. It's a song that we use in funerals a lot. And it is a song that should be because it talks about resurrection. But we need to be singing it long before we get to our funerals. Because in the bulb there is a flower. You start out as bulbs, but you are to grow into a flower long before you go meet with the Lord. In the seed, an apple tree, you're going to become a great big old apple tree before you meet the Lord in heaven. We want to be the very best that we can be, and we want to share what we have with others. So as we stand to sing, please turn your heart completely over to the Lord, and please promise the Lord that you're going to do these things. Please promise the Lord that today will be a new day as every day is. And please promise the Lord that you're not going to let the world get you down, that you're going to proclaim Christ every moment of every day. Let's stand and sing.